never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
All right, all right, all right.
Here we go. Man, I cannot believe the Air Force Thunderbirds flew over my house. I think they're at 1,300 feet when they come, when they're flying. And we don't get planes across our house very often. But the only time we ever get jets flying above my house is when I'm recording a podcast. So you can count on it, all right? Good to have you. Today, we're going to talk about imperfect steps to a perfect dream and what it takes to get there. A word I included a long time ago into a couple of words you've heard forever about how to get what you want. We'll dig in today because that's what we do. If you've been here a while, you know the word already. If you got my daily nugget email I send out, you got it well there too. So if you don't know about it, hang on for the ride. It's going to make your life a whole lot easier. I promise that. It is the daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. It's what we do. We give a boost. I had no idea I'd be doing this long. I mean, this is year 18. Episode 4,773, and more these days, I am now getting people saying to me, Scott, I just found you. Kind of dig your style, man. You're different than everybody else. And now you say you're quitting the Daily Boost podcast? Well, I said I was going to retire from the Daily Boost at the end of the year. When we hit 5,000 episodes, this show will change. I don't know what that means. I think throughout the course of this year, you're going to hear me doing a lot of experimentation to find something that just makes me really, really like excited. You'll see it happen. It's coming. I'm not going anywhere. There'll still be a podcast and stuff to do. Of course, Face Your Passions out there as well. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Happy to have you here today. Speaking of Face Your Passion, make some time the week of March 4th. The Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I've got some plans for you. Might take a little bit of your time. It's going to be really worth it, though. It is. I'll tell you more about that. By the way, you'll hear some ads running on these shows. So even on the premium side, I'm going to run some ads for you. Promos, we call them, so you understand exactly what to do. If you're on my email list at all, you're going to hear about it as well. If you're even vaguely interested, just go to faceyourpassion.com and get on the list, and then I get you, make sure you get in the door, okay? What are we doing today? Oh, imperfect steps to perfect dreams. Yes, let's go ahead and dive in. Why not? Let me start my timer here, because if I don't start my timer, I could talk for 3 hours, and you're not going to like that. Some of you will. Some of you are just like that. You're going to know, Scott, just never stop talking. Mm-hmm. Talk to my wife. She'll tell you about that. So, okay. So do you love that feeling when an exciting idea pops into your head, like, boom? I mean, I think it's the most important feeling of life. I look for that feeling constantly. It's so appealing to me. It's so fun when something comes to you initially, like, whoa, that's a cool idea. And if you were married to me, if you spent your entire day with me, I call myself a high maintenance male. And the reason I am is I'm not really high maintenance in the sense that maybe you're thinking. I'm high maintenance in the sense that I'm always coming up with ideas. I'll be back in my office and I walk out and say, oh, honey, let me tell you about what I thought about. It's crazy. I love those ideas when they pop up. And sometimes I'll sit and wait for them. I'll seek them out. I'll just give time and space for them to happen because it's so valuable to me. It's when it's time to take actual action that most people, including me, slow down fast. It is crazy. It's a fun time when the idea pops up. Hey, this is my next thing. I'm so excited. This is what I'm going to do. But then the rubber hits the road and you get slow pretty fast. Well, I got to work this weekend. I'm a little bit busy here. Got some stuff to do. Got the kids coming over this weekend. Got to eat the rest of those Girl Scout cookies. I'll get back to you on Monday. That last part's effective. It's true. By the way, there is a bit of a challenge going on my house right now. We've got some mint chocolate chips and we have the s'more kind of ones. Is that what they are? And I love them both. And my wife is threatening to throw them away if we don't finish them by a certain day. And I'm said, don't you dare. And she said, I will. She will. This girl's crazy. She throws away leftover birthday cake. How could you do that? That should be against the law. So how do we break free of this whole concept of when I get a good idea, boom, I got an idea. This is going to be world-changing or make me $1 billion. I'm ready to go. That's it. Honey, this is my next thing. Hang on for the ride. This is why you married me. Let's go. And then suddenly you slow down. Fast. But number one, dreams only come true when you take as you've heard before, massive action and establish momentum. Now, the first person to ever talk about massive action, at least in a big way, was Tony Robbins. I think it was in Personal Power way back in the, was it the 80s when he did that? I bought that. I remember sitting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember coming up with, what, $225 then? I remember the credit card bouncing 5 times until I found the right card to buy that from him. And that was kind of the start of what I did. That's kind of got me in the door. But he talked about massive action. Take massive action and establish momentum. And I get it. And yes, it's absolutely the right thing to do, but it does cause a few problems. Massive action makes a mess, by the way. Have you noticed that? Action creates action. Have you ever noticed that you start taking action and suddenly you have all these messes to clean up? It just happens. So if you know it's going to be messy when you take massive action, do you really want to do that? Now, what if you don't know exactly what kind of massive action to take? I got a good idea. What am I going to do? What is that massive action? It's confusing. I get it. This thing is, you got to just kind of work it out. And I don't think we ever actually totally figure it out. But the faster you can get from this crazy idea into massive action is good, but we're going to modify it a little bit. So the second thing is the fear of the unknown is going to stop you. What do I do? Where do I start? Will it work? No worries. One churn word changes everything. So when people slow down, they slow down because they do have a good idea. But again, you don't know what to do. You don't know how to get started. You don't know. You're just afraid of it. Can I afford it? Can I put the time into it? I'm tired. What am I going to do? It's so common. And my job is to motivate, inspire you, get you to do it. But I know something. Until you get the confidence, until you understand the path, until you get a little bit of relief so you can make some mistakes along the way, it sometimes is much easier to stay where you are. You might be feeling that right now. I was thinking about the Facebook page, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. And people are having trouble. What happens when things don't happen fast enough? What happens if you tried, you have to regroup and try another angle? What happens when your friends or your partner, your spouse are not on your team? They're not on your side. They say they are, but they're not really supporting you. How do you do that? How can you possibly take massive action and get into momentum when you have all that going against you? It's really hard. So in my world, you know me. You know that I'm always pretty much all about figuring stuff out. It's kind of what I do. And when I figure stuff out, I make it simpler for myself. And typically that comes down to a label or a word. So the next time you don't know what to do, I want you to do something. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options, hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. All you perfectionists, come over here right now. Come on, just all gather around. We don't even have room for you all. I am not a perfectionist. Just look at my podcast. I'm not at all. Although I'm perfect in certain things, I am. But all you perfectionists come over here, and all you non-perfectionists come here too as well, okay? I want you to listen very closely. We're going to take massive action. You should do that, even if it scares you. But I want you to insert the word imperfect into it. Massive imperfect action. Now, why would I do that, Scott? Why would I take massive imperfect action if I'm not going to do it right? I'm not going to do it at all. Yeah, that's why you're not doing it at all. I'm just saying, I'm speaking the truth to somebody. But when we do massive imperfect action, haven't we given ourselves a little bit of grace? They kind of have. All right. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. Don't know exactly how I'm going to do it. Don't know how it's going to work out. But I got a good idea and I got to go figure it out. So I'm going to take massive imperfect action until I figure it out. I'll clean up the mess later. I cannot tell you, this is kind of a fun little story. Years ago, I was working with a gentleman on Phoenix, actually Chandler, Arizona, out there, kind of a hoity-toity suburb of Phoenix. And He was working really hard. He was taking ridiculous amounts of massive, imperfect action and built a huge business that he had. It was fantastic to be out there with him. And one day we're sitting there at nighttime and we're talking, and he admitted, he said, man, I'm just tired. I'm working nonstop. But it's working. I was there to do business with him. He was giving me a lot of money, so I was, you know, I wanted to encourage him. But he said, at one point, I'm going to get there. I'm going to figure it all out. I'll get the system in place, and then I'll fix everything. And I kind of laughed. I said, well, what do you mean fix everything? And so once I get the system figured out and it works, then I'm going to fix things like, well, then I get my hair done because I'm losing my hair. And then I'm going to get my bags under my eyes taken out. And then I'm going to lose some weight. I'll have time to work out of the gym, but that's what I'm going to do. Now, I don't recommend that, but I've seen that thousands of times. So obsessively moving towards something, instead of just relaxing a little bit and say, I'm taking massive and perfect action, I'll figure it out and I'll do the best I can as I do it and take care of yourself along the way. Ultimately, at the end of the day, isn't this how it works anyway? If I were to set you free, you perfectionist people, and say, just take massive and perfect action toward your goal, go figure it out, just keep going until you do, just keep doing, and clean up the mess. If I were to tell you to do that, would that release you of waiting to figure every little thing out, to get it right? Because you know as well as I know, on a big scale, and probably a small scale, the chance of you figuring everything out before you ever start is nothing. You're not going to do it. You will not know where you're going until you set your feet on that path. You start traveling toward your dreams. The big picture will reveal itself in time. When you stand up, you take a step, repeat, and commit to figuring it out, you'll figure it out. Take longer than you think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a walking, talking poster child of that one, for sure. It takes much longer than you think. Hi, come on over. See me at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Get a whole bunch of people every single day there. I'd love to meet you. Come say hi. It's pretty much where I hang out. I'll see you tomorrow. Keep moving. Gotta get